Well, today on ABQ Connect, we're going to spend some time visiting with Dr. John Foreman with Mesilla Valley Christian School, and appreciate so much the time you're taking to let us know about what's happening in Las Cruces, Dr. Foreman.
Well, thank you, Steve. Good day to you and to all your listeners across the state. Thanks so much for having us on.
Oh, yeah, and of course, the listeners in Las Cruces listening at 88.1 FM. You can do that, download the app, or listen at klyt.fm while in Las Cruces. And each month, KLYT, for those not familiar, features a different Christian school around the state. Basically, you know, with the landscape of education, especially here in New Mexico, we like to make sure that our listeners have, options when deciding education for their school. And, you know, we'll spend plenty of time today, Dr. Foreman, talking about the reasons why to consider Mesilla Valley Christian School. But I want to pick your brain first as an educator, looking at that landscape of education in New Mexico. Why is it important that those options are made available?
Well, we talk a lot about choice in education in today's world, and or school choice is a concept. Most states now have some version of school choice. I think it's up to 34. New Mexico is one of 16 states that do not have any version of school choice, and that's another topic for another show, I guess. But I tell our prospective parents all the time that this is a school of choice, and I think every Christian school could say that. Nobody has to be here. Teachers would be paid better somewhere else because we're not on the state system and we're not a tax-funded school. Parents would not have tuition to pay somewhere else, and kids probably would have less homework and lower standards than somewhere else. So it's a school of choice because we all choose to do this every day. We have options, but we choose this. And I think it makes for a very homogenized, so to speak, group, student body, parent group, faculty. We're here because we're all sort of on the same mission. And, of course, that's for a different type of education that's centered on the Word of God with a Christian worldview. And if a time was ever needed to develop Christian worldview thinkers in our students, it certainly is now.
Yeah. Now, I know often when we talk about considering a private school or a private Christian school, one of the first things parents are going to ask is the school accredited? And is Mesilla Valley Christian School accredited? And if so, why is that important?
We are accredited. In fact, we were one of the first ACSI, Association of Christian Schools International, accredited schools in New Mexico, actually back in the 90s. Until about 1995, the Department of Education, Public Education Department, did not recognize private school accreditation for Christian schools. In fact, Mesilla Valley Christian School was a pilot school for this group called ACSI in 1995, and I actually served on this accrediting team when I was at another school in the Gallup area. It's my first introduction to Mesilla Valley Christian School. So accreditation is important because I think it's just like any other profession. We work with a lot of professional people, and our parents expect that we are certified, accredited, approved, something, some phrase in there, just like they would be in their profession. So I think the value of accreditation is not just saying that you have it. It really is. I've heard people describe accreditation as it's like taking a car apart, shining up every piece, and putting it back together again. You still got the same car. It just runs a whole lot better. And I think that's a good way to describe accreditation. And I'm a big fan of accreditation. I personally served on about 35 accrediting teams around New Mexico and Arizona and Texas during my career, and I'm a firm believer that every Christian school should be accredited.
Great. Well, the other thing, you know, you mentioned a Christian worldview being taught at Mesilla Valley Christian School. As far as Bible class at Mesilla Valley Christian School, is that something that's required of all students?
It is, Steve, from kindergarten through 12th grade for high school graduation, for example. Our high schoolers have to have 4 units of Bible, plus we have chapels every week. We do other different spiritual development things in there. But Bible being a part of the core curriculum, I think, is one of the real distinctives of a true Christian school. that Bible is carried at the same weight, is given a grade, homework, just like a math or an English class would be. So we want our students not just to be students of the words, although we certainly want that as well, but also to incorporate this into their life. Again, I tell prospective parents all the time, especially at middle school and high school, these are such formative ages. I said the worldview that your children are shaping right now, it's not going to impact them. It's going to impact the way they raise your grandchildren someday. And I believe that is true.
Yeah, you know, I know often on this show when we look at all the woes that we deal with here in New Mexico, and every state's got them, you know, the answer for fixing the problems, you know, whether we're talking about the economy or homelessness or food insecurity or whatever issue it is, the answer is Jesus. Having that Christian worldview, you know, if we saw more of that in our state, we just see a lot of these issues go away. I mean, you know, they're not going to totally go away, but they're going to be certainly much better than where we are now. Would you agree?
I would agree, and I would also say, that, Steve, when you look at the problems of society, whether it's New Mexico or any state, I think you would probably agree that really what we want is a biblical Christian solution. We want the values of the Bible. We want people to be honest, not break laws. We want teachers, you know, our children to obey their parents. We want all those things. We all agree on the outcomes. It's just how do we get there is where the disagreement comes. And for many years, our state and our country was, again, pretty homogenized in the fact that we are Judeo-Christian, biblical ethics, everything else. And those were the glory days of America, not just spiritually, although it was, but also economically, militarily, all these different areas. We were strong in every category you looked at, trade, whatever it may be, because we were a nation built upon biblical principles. The farther we've drifted from that, it's funny how the more issues we're having in some of these areas that you would think to be non-spiritual issues, trade, military, you know, whatever you may want to say, the economy. So God's standards, the Word of God is not silent on anything. One of my favorite courses to teach as a social studies teacher is sociology, because whatever problem mankind has, God's already laid out the solution. It's very easy to integrate the Bible into sociology. And if we would do more of that, I think we would see a lot of our problems go away, whether it's crime, whether it's hunger, whether it's racism, whatever it may be. God's not silent on any of these topics. So we all want the same end result. We just no longer agree as a state or a nation on how to get there, which is unfortunate, in my opinion.
Yeah. And you know, and as I look back at history, even those that arguably weren't necessarily strong believers or believers at all, still held to those values because they knew how important it was for, you know, the beginnings of a new country. It worked well for a long time, and it just seems, God's a gentleman. If people decide they don't want him around, you know, he's not going to force himself. But when we go towards him and cover these areas and look at things through a biblical worldview lens, it just seems like everything works so much better. One of the other things I wanted to ask about at Mesilla Valley Christian School, this will be our last topic here before we head to a break. What is the average student-teacher ratio? That's often one of the questions parents are asking.
It's usually, depending upon the grade level, Steve, it's usually about 18 to 21 students per classroom. For us on the elementary side, every elementary teacher also has a teacher's aide for about 3 hours a day. Actually, kindergarten has an aide for 6 hours a day. So I usually tell parents 18 to 20, 21, 22, somewhere in that area is pretty much of our average.
Okay. Now, listen, if you just tuned in, we're spending the first couple of segments here today visiting with Dr. John Foreman. He is, now is it headmaster principal? I didn't ask.
Yeah, well, you know, we have all these different terms in private schooling. We would use the phrase head of school.
Okay. The head of school at Mesilla Valley Christian School in Las Cruces. We're going to continue our conversation get back to more about what you need to know as you consider alternative education for your child right after the break on ABQ Connect. Well, we're continuing our conversation with Dr. John Foreman, the head of school at Mesilla Valley Christian School in Las Cruces. Thanks for those listening at 88.1 FM in Las Cruces or via the KLYT app or online at klyt.fm. You know what? One of the things you said in the first segment, Dr. Foreman, was back in the 90s, Mesilla Valley Christian School. And when you said that, I had hoped our listeners were like, oh, well, they've been around a little while. Well, yeah, it precedes the 90s, doesn't it?
We do. Actually, 1974, this is our 50th anniversary year. We're having a large celebration on April 20th. People have questions about that or like to be a part of that, they could call us here at the school. So we are celebrating our 50th year of service to the great Mesilla Valley. And a little bit of a Mesilla Valley Christian School trivia, Steve, if I could. A lot of people don't think about that we are the third oldest high school in town. There was Las Cruces High, then Mayfield, and us. We started our high school in 1981, then other public schools and charters and privates came after that. So we have about 800 alumni now, and we'll add to that number, of course, in May. And I think that's something people don't think about with MVCS all the time, is that we are one of the oldest high schools in town. And we are one of the older Christian schools in southern New Mexico.
Yeah, you know, to put it in perspective, for me, as I was thinking about it, 50 years. Now, I'm a grandfather now, and in 1974, I was running around the mesa chasing lizards.
I was a sophomore in high school.
So it really kind of puts it in perspective, though. That's a consider a half a century of great work being done, and actually, you know, we've touched on some of why it's so important for a Christian education. And I do want to say thank you to you, your staff, the alumni, you know, everyone over the years who's participated in helping to encourage a Christian worldview education at Mesilla Valley Christian School. What a great job.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. We've got a lot of good people who work very hard every day. So I always tell people, education's not that complicated. We've made it very complicated in our state. It hasn't worked. We all know the numbers in our public schools are last in test scores. We're now number one in the country in high school dropout rates. They predict that 31% of this year's ninth graders will not finish high school. And that can be totally avoided. Education is just not that complicated. We've just made it complicated through bureaucracy and everything else that gets into the world of politics. But I often tell people one of the secrets of Mesilla Valley Christian School, we've got the good national test scores. Our kids are 25% above state averages in ACTs. We've got a lot of numbers that other private schools have. But yet, the distinctive of the Christian school, of course, is also not just developing the mind, but developing the heart to live for the Lord. But I think one of the keys to our success is just really staying mission-focused. We are very much have a lot of the same core values today as we did 50 years ago in the idea that teachers will be certified at the school. We're not going to drop that standard. We will be accredited. We will not drop that standard. Less than half the Christian schools in the country are accredited. Why they're not, I guess they have to answer that question. We will thoroughly review curriculum. We do spend a lot of time looking at standardized test scores. We're market aware. I think we know what's going on in the private school market in our area. And we've always said that one of our ultimate goals is to prepare our students when they're 18 years old, graduate from high school, got that diploma in their hand. I hope they have a lot of good options, that they are not limited in any way. That they can look at options around them at the university, professional levels, and say, you know, there's a lot of things that I can do because of where I went to school. So I think staying focused on the basics sounds simple, takes a lot of work, but that's been part of our success.
You know, part of the hot button that parents are running into, you know, as we look at some of the laws that were passed, not in this last session, well, that too, but in last year's roundhouse session, and then it created the referendum project where people are filling out petitions to get things on the ballot so parents can be informed about what's happening with their kids at school. And with that in mind, are parents actually, I mean, are they able to be involved with their child's education at Mesilla Valley Christian School?
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of parent involvement. To be honest, as far as volunteerism, when you think of just that, helping out with work days and fundraisers and whatnot, I think every school would probably say it's not where it was 30 years ago, because there's so many two-parent working families. There's just, as the economy has shifted, it's forced more, maybe moms are working part-time to now work full-time, and although they love their kids' schools, they just don't have the time they used to. So we've seen a real drop-off in volunteerism, and I think most private schools have, but yet we've seen a real ramping up of parent involvement. Just the parents staying involved, staying connected, communicating, and things to where I think it's just a good benchmark of a successful school that the parents are involved and they do stay aware, whether it's through software, whether it's parent meetings. Myself and the other administrator, Dave Entwistle, we're out in the parking lot almost every morning greeting people. I want to know people, and I want them to know us. So we're not going to run and hide. We don't do everything by email. We're visible and we're approachable because we're partners. The parents and the school and their local church, we are partners in all of this for the sake of the kids.
Now, we've talked a lot about the curriculum and education and accreditation. Let's talk about some of those other things that are so important, keeping young people busy. What does it mean to be a Sunblazer, and what are some of those extracurricular activities that are available?
No, I think you've hit on a good point. I think participation is very critical. We did a survey a couple years ago of our middle school and high school students, as example, and found that about 95% of all of our students were involved in at least one extracurricular or co-curricular activity here at the school, which, again, I see that as a real part of a school's success. I tell coaches and advisors all the time, if we're doing our job right, we don't have baseball teams or STEM classes or yearbooks or whatever, we have discipleship programs. So I want every kid at this school involved in multiple discipleship programs. And we use volleyball and we use music and we use school plays as a vehicle of discipleship. So I'm always very proud of the fact that we have a very high level of involvement. About 95% of our secondary students are involved in at least one, if not many, extracurriculars. So we have 7 high school level sports. We do volleyball and football, boys and girls basketball, baseball, softball, and golf, which is the season we're in now. As far as I know, we're one of the few Christian schools in the state that has a chapter of the FFA, Future Farmers of America, so we have an ag science program. Of course, there's school plays and musics and bands and choirs and yearbooks and clubs and everything else that other schools do. But I think one of the neat things about a school like MVCS is there's that opportunity for involvement. We don't cut kids off of teams. We don't exclude them from the club. If they want to be involved, they're involved. And I think that really gives them more ownership in their school as well, and also increases parental involvement, because we're all going to go watch our kids play that baseball game with a nice cold Coke and a hot dog in our hand. We're going to cheer our kids on. So
yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing. You know, it's great getting the kids involved, but when you have all those activities it provides something for the community, I mean, and not just the sports, you mentioned the plays that the kids do. I'm assuming those are open to the public as well.
They are, yes.
Yeah. Parents, well, listen, before I go to our next topic, I do want to make sure, you know, everyone can Google Mesilla Valley Christian School, but the website is MVCSonline.com. Let me mention that one more time. MVCSonline.com. And often when parents are shopping around, or maybe even before they consider a private or a private Christian school specifically, sometimes the economics are involved, and not sometimes, every time. I just have to imagine there's parents that are actually missing the boat that don't even ask the question and make a decision before getting the information they need as far as affordability.
Yes, absolutely. Well, as you said, you know, private school of any type is expensive. When you compare us at our tuition rate, probably like some other Christian schools in New Mexico, and you compare us to Dallas, Denver, Phoenix, we're a pretty cheap date, actually. But I realize when you're writing the check, it's a lot of money no matter what. So I always tell parents a couple different things. We do have a financial aid program for those that qualify. We do have some scholarships that we interact with. But I said, this is going to be funding your priorities. This may be moving some things in and out of your budget. This may mean less cable TV, whatever it's going to mean. But I said, I think you're going to have to look at this as an investment. And when we make investments, we prioritize them. There's that old saying you've heard probably that we do fund our priorities. And I see many of our parents that do that. This is the priority for them to have their kids in a school like MBCS. And they are giving up maybe the big vacation or maybe giving up that newer truck and keeping that used truck for a while. They're making those trade-offs because their children are important to them. And I've told many, many parents this over the years, Steve. I've done this in my 36th year of education. I'm in my 32nd year of school administration. And I always tell parents, you're going to get one shot to do this, to raise your children and to choose the right school for your kids. Make sure you do it in a way that you're happy with this decision 20 years from now. And I said, you know, God will be your provider. I never encourage people to be risky with their finances, but I find that most people can make a few changes in their family budget, and all of a sudden, private school, Christian school tuition is more affordable. And when that doesn't work, we do have some helps in there that we can jump in and help with also.
Well, we appreciate your time. We've been visiting with Dr. John Foreman. He's the head of school at Mesilla Valley Christian School, mvcsonline.com. I always like to throw it back to whoever I'm talking with, Doctor. Before we leave, is there anything we've left on the table you want to make sure the KLYT listener at 88.1 FM in Las Cruces needs to know?
Well, I guess I would just say from a personal perspective, and parents have heard me say this for years also, I think every kid in the world ought to be in a Christian school. That's how firmly I believe in what we're doing. And I feel that way not just because it's part of my job to build enrollment or whatever, which it is, of course, but I see the changed lives. I see these kids go out into adulthood. I see the impact they're having in their careers and their family and their churches. And you realize that we are part of something that's working. And that's rare in the world of education today, unfortunately. Things that actually work. And I think that's one of my greatest blessings, having been in this for a long time, having been at MBCS now for 21 years. I'm now involved in educating a second generation of students, you know, kids that I taught in high school. Their parents now send their children to the school, and I'm now their head of school also. And that's a great blessing. We watch other kids grow up, and we see them grow and develop and be successful. And I really did think that Christian schooling is one of the parts in Christianity today that's having a major impact on our society for the better. And I'm blessed to be a part of that.
Well, Mesilla Valley Christian Schools are featured school throughout the month of April, and you'll be hearing the radio spots. And we so much, Dr. Foreman, appreciate your time to inform our listeners. And happy 50th anniversary.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate that. We're looking forward to a big celebration on April 20th.
All right. More to come. Thanks for listening on ABQ Connect.